Okay, it's after the Shmaya. We're continuing our Shirim here, and we're starting now Shira Shirim. So, as a bit of akdama to understand what Shira Shirim is all about. So, the first thing is what we're going to focus on, Bez Hashem, is Rashi and the Gro. Rashi, obviously, is our, you know, Reish Verisha in the Chaldover Shabikdusha, when we learn anything in Tanakh. And we're going to focus on Rashi. Now Rashi, interestingly, has Akdama to his Pirish on Shir HaShirim. And he writes that you find Bechlal in Torah Shabikzav, that one pasuk could be explained in many different ways. And then he says, there's also a pasha pshat, and every pasuk you have to understand what the pasha pshat was. So he says, I've seen in Sefer Shir HaShirim many, many midrashim, and he says that things are spread out all over the place, all different places, midrashim. So I decided that I'm going to write this pirish, and I'm going to first say pasuk pshat in the pasuk the way I feel the pshat in the pasuk is, and then I'll bring different midrashim, each one in its proper place. Seems there were svarim that just had the midrashim of Shir HaShirim, but you didn't have exactly which pasuk they matched up to, and things like that. So Rashi says, I'll be giving Masadr each midrash in its proper place. And then we'll get in a moment to the rest of his akdama. Now, the Vilna Gaon, in his pirush on Shir HaShirim, also has a, he actually has two pirushim on Shir HaShirim, and he wrote two separate pirushim, and as we'll go through, we're not going to go through each one extensively, but we'll pick up pieces and parts. Sometimes it's a little bit repetitive, one pirush and the other. There's a little different knach this way, a little different knach that way, and I think the ikar, one of the pirushim, are more al-derech soyid, more al-derech kabbalah, more than pshat, but it's, we'll focus on those two pirushim. What happened with the Vilna Gaon was that one of the printers throughout the years, and here Rav Revza, the friend of Rav Nakdama, goes through all the different things of the ishtalshus of the Gaon's pirush, but somehow they didn't chop it to different pirushim, and they mixed them together. So in some of the, like in the Siddur, old Siddur Hagra, it had a pirush on Shir HaShirim. There are places you can't understand what he's talking about. It doesn't flow very well. And the reason it doesn't flow is because it's not supposed to flow, because it's two different pirushim that somehow, since they were similar enough, some printer put them all together. So then there was the concept of separating them and finding which and finding the original Kisvei Yodos of the Gra and separating them. Now the Gaon in his Akdama to Kehelas says as follows. He says a person is made up of three nefashas, as Lashon is. There is the nefesh hatzemeach, that's the power to grow, to sprout. There's the nefesh hachai, and that what gives life and movement, right? Plants, they grow also, that's why they're called tzemeach. But they don't move anywhere, they stay where they are, in the ground. They don't move anywhere. An animal has the kayak of tzemeach, and people have the kayak of tzemeach as well. And at the same time, there is the kayak of chai, we're alive, and we're able, which gives us the ability to move. And then there's the nefesh hasichli, and that's what we call the neshama, that's the intellect. And he says these things are called nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Nefesh is the kayak of sprout, of growth. Ruach is the kayak of the chai, of movement, of life. And neshama is the neshama. So he says, the nefesh has a taiva for maichel u'mishta. The nefesh has a taiva for eating and drinking. And plants also have that same... Someone knocking? So the nefesh has the desire for eating and drinking, right? Plants also, they need to drink or eat this plant food, they have to water them. The ruach, that's the kayach of the of the Chai, that has a taiva for Kavod, that has a taiva for Oisher. These are taivas that are external taivas. Internal taivas, eating and drinking. External is Kavod and Oisher. Kina, Gaiva, all these things come, those are external things that the Ruach has a taiva for. And then there's the Neshama. Then there's the Neshama, which is the Chelik Alekam Imam. So says the Gra, that Shlomo HaMelech composed three Svarim. There's Shir HaShirim, which is called Sefer HaAva. The Sefer depicts the love of Klal Yisrael and the Rabbi Nisham. There's Keheles, which is called Sefer HaChachma, the Chachma of Shlomo HaMelech. And then there's Mishlei, which is Sefer HaMusar. So the Gra says that Mishlei, that's Keneged, the Nefesh, that has Taivas for Michael Umishka. That's for the, or Mishka, either one. The Nefesh, that's the Nefesh HaTzemeach, that has desires. So Mishlei is a Sefer of Musar, how to control your desires, how to control these things. There's other things involved in there as well, but that's what he says is the Ruach of what the Sefer is coming for. Keheles, on the other hand, that's Isaac and Havle Olam Hazeh, how the things in this world are nothing, all these external things, Taiva, Kina, Oisher, all those types of things, that's what Keheles talks about. That's Keneged, the Nefesh of Ruach. And then, there's Shir Hashirim is Keneged the Neshama, Keneged the Seichel. The Seichel is the Chelik Alekam Imal. It's our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Ruchni, our Neshama is Ruchnius. So Shlomo HaMelech is Mechaber three Svarim, says the Gra, Keneged these three different types of Taivas that a person has. There's the Taiva internally, that's you need the Musar for. There's the external Taivas, that's what Kehelis is all about. And then there's the Neshama, the Neshama, which is our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Shir HaShirim is all about. And in fact, right, the Gemara in Bracha says, then the Gemara, and then the Bracha talks about having different dreams. So the Gemara says, what happens if you see Shir HaShirim in your dream? The Gemara says, Yitzapel Chasidus. You should, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you that there's going to be some type of Chasidus coming towards you. Says Rashi, Shir HaShirim Kula Yira Shamayim, V'chiba Tamokim Belev Kol Yisrael. Shir HaShirim Kula Yira Shamayim, and it's the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the heart of everyone in Klal Yisrael. So that's what Shir HaShirim is all about. Midrashim say, that's why the Midrash says, Shir HaShirim, you're not doirishit lignai. We never make drashas lignai for things that are wrong, things that are averus, and things like that. Ela l'shvach, it's for shvachan shal Yisrael. Now it happens to be, I heard many times from Rabbi Avda, that he said that there's a fundamental machloikis between Rashi and the Gra in how to be mefarish Shir HaShirim. Rashi sometimes will be mefarish chatoim that Klal Yisrael did. And even though the Midrashim say you're not Dairish or like that, but he'll bring Midrashim that say there's the chata egel, the chata, different chatoim. But the Gra holds that since based on the Midrashim, it always has to be Darsh and the Shvach, that means whenever we come across a chet, it's still some type of shvach. You have to find the shvach in the chet. In chatoim, you have to be able to spin them in a positive direction, because Shir HaShirim is positive. And in fact, the Gra points out that even in between the Shlomo HaMelech's other svarim, you see this. You'll find that the same concept that's in Mishlei, or that's in Keheles, could be found in Shir HaShirim as well, but in Mishlei and Keheles, these are Musar Svarim, it's going to focus on the negativity of it. If you don't do this, this is what's going to happen. And in Shir HaShirim, it could have the same lesson, but in a positive way. When you do this, look how good it'll be, look how positive it'll be. So you have this positive spin in Shir HaShirim, even though you have the same lessons. It's Bechlal, which is Bechlal, Inyan Chinuchi, so to speak, that you could spin the same idea in a positive and negative way. There's the harsh Musa way of doing it, and then there's the, that reminds me of the famous Machlaikas, the Ibn Ezra, and the quote, I don't know how you say Machlaikas, but the different ways of looking at the pasuk of Leisachmai between Ibn Ezra and these Altif and Slavotka. The pasuk is Leisachmai. You're not allowed to desire other things. So all the Mefarshim say, desire, how is this person supposed to control that? How could there be a mitzvah to control your desires? You tell me I shouldn't act on my desires, that I understand. But some things are out of our control. How do you have a mitzvah Leisachmai? So Ibn Ezra says, listen, it's a marshal to a Ben Kafri. You have a villager, a coarse guy, and he's looking for a wife. He doesn't have a half a mean ever in his mind he's going to marry the princess. So he doesn't have a taiva to marry the princess. It's not even on his radar screen. Why? Because it's not him. It is. I'm a low-down person. It's totally. There are certain things that you don't have a taiva for because they're just way out of your league. They're way out of your league. So therefore, says Ibn Ezra, if we realize that the things that don't belong to us are out of our league, this is not for us, so Mamela, we won't have a taiva for it. That's what Ibn Ezra says it. Said the Alta Ben Slavotska, I have a different mahalach. We don't look at ourselves as the Ben Kafri. We're this low down coarse people, and therefore this, all these things are just totally out of our realm. Adarabba, let's look at the other way around. We're the prince. The prince, there's certain things that are just below him to do. It's not Bakavadik. He's too chashuv to have a taiva for low down different things and be Isaac in them. It's just below him. So therefore, since we're the princes of the world, so certain things are just below us. It's the same lesson, depending on how you spin it. You spin us as the Ben Kafri, who these things are beyond us because we're just not right for it. We're just, it's almost like Navarzik and Slavotka, almost. Like, you know, it's the two mahalas. So therefore, okay, so that's the same idea, same Shlomo HaMelech, depending on what the theme of the Sefer was, this is how he tweaked the same lesson. So that is the Akdama to Shir HaShirim, and now let us begin with this realizing what Shir HaShirim is all about. So the pasuk begins, Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shloimai. This is the song of songs, Asher L'Shloimai. So Rashi says, what does it mean, the song of songs? So Rashi says that... Rashi says, well, let's hold up Rashi for a second. The Gaon says, the Shloima HaMelech, the Pasuk tells us in Malachim, Vayedaber Shloishis Alofim Mashal, Shloima HaMelech had 3,000 Mishalim, Vayehi Shirai Chamisha Ve'elef, and his songs were 1,005, Vayedaber Al Ha'etzim Mishareth Asher Balavonah, and then he spoke about the wood, and he spoke about the Ezoif, the hyssop that was coming out of the walls, and he spoke about the behemoth and the oif and the remes and the dogim. So Chazal tell us, the Shloima HaMelech, the pasuk is telling us that he sung many different songs, 1,005 songs, and he had 3,000 mishalim, and he spoke about all these different things in the world, the eats and the fish, all of these things. So says the Gra, Ulimayla mino elef v'chamisha of Chibur Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim is the song of all songs. Shlomo HaMelech sung many songs, 1,005 it says, different shirim he sung, but shir, this is the song HaShirim that's above all other shirim. This is the one that's hamuvchar mikulam. It's the choicest of all the songs. And the same thing with Mishlei. Mishlei also, there's 3,000 mishalim that Shlomo HaMelech said. Mishlei is above that. It's the Mufkhar Shabbai. The Kehelis is the same thing. Vayedaber Al Ha'etzim, he spoke about all these worldly things. The Pasuk is talking about the fish and this. You're better than them, worse than them. You have all these different types of things in Kehelis. So Kehelis is the Mufkhar Shabbakulah. So Shlomo HaMelech, the one that we are focusing on here, is Shir HaShirim. This is the song of all songs. What are the other songs? He was Machaber other songs in his life, Shlomo HaMelech. However, this is the shir that is mufkar, that's mufkar mikula. Now, so what's the theme here? So Rashi, and the Gra quotes Rashi here, the Rashi brings a mashal. Rashi in his Akdama brought a mashal, and he says that Shlomo HaMelech saw Beruach HaKodesh the Klai Yisrael going into Golos. Goyla achar Goyla, Churban achar Churban. So the Mashal is a Melech that wanted to get married, and everyone wanted to give him their daughter. And he decided he's not going to take a princess as a queen, because a princess is she feels there's a lot coming to her, and she feels she's entitled to so much, and he doesn't need a wife who feels entitled. He wants to feel a wife who's indebted to him. So therefore he took one of the young girls from Bein Shar HaShvachis, from the maidservants, but it wasn't like she was like, you know, Mamzeres or something like that. She was Bas Toivim, Kula Zera MS, but she didn't come from a royal family. So what happened? All of her friends and all of the kings and everybody else hated her, because she got to become the queen, and they didn't. They were all jealous of her. However, Kolzman, she was in the palace, they couldn't do anything to her. Because the king was the king, Asher Ein Kamayu. He was the king over the whole world. Nobody was going to start up with him, and no one was going to start up with his wife. So they couldn't do anything. But eventually, she rebelled against her husband, and her husband sent her out of the house. And he stirpanav bimena, and he stopped paying attention to her. So at that point, all the Malchei Haaretz, all the other kings who hated her, said, "Oh, Yom Asher Kivinu Reinu, this is the day we've been waiting for. The king's not protecting her anymore." Now, the king, on the other hand, wrote in her ksuba that if he ever sends her away or if she ever leaves, as long as she comes back and asks to come back and apologizes, he'll always take her back. So even if he sends her away, it's not the pshat, it's permanent. So she's sent away, and she's surrounded by all her enemies, and now she starts contemplating and thinking, and she remembers all the good times she had while she was in the king's palace. And when she reads her ksuba, she takes it out, and she sees that she always has a way back to her husband. She takes nechama with that, and sometimes Shitaka goes back to her husband, and she asks him, "Take me back." And she tells him how wonderful it was when I was here the first time, and so on and so forth. So the grub brings the mashal, but he says, "Vanimshal uber meilos." I don't even have to tell you the nimshal; it's pashut. But Rashi in his akdama says it very clearly. It says Klal Yisrael went Shloima HaMelech. Remember, Shloima HaMelech built the first Beis Hamikdash. Klal Yisrael was the highest, the greatest success in our history ever. So Mashiach's going to come was the days of Shloima HaMelech. Right? Because if anyone's coming to Klal Yisrael, David didn't build the Beis Hamikdash yet. We're coming for the success of Klal Yisrael. So Shloima HaMelech was we were at our climax. And he already saw Baruch HaKadosh, Klal Yisrael is going to go Golus, Goylachar Goylach, Churbanachar Churban. And they're going to be in their Golus, and they're going to start thinking about their covet that they used to have, the chiba rishayna that they had, they were skula mikol ha'amim. And they're going to say, "Let's go back to where we were. Let's go back to those days." So Shloima HaMelech wrote this sefer, Beruach HaKadosh, the Lashon Isha Tzrura Almanas Chayit, a lady who is like a live almana. She's not a real almana because her husband is still alive, but she's living like an almana. Without a husband, she was sent away. She's yearning for her husband. She's remembering how it was when they were young. So that is what the first pasuk here is, the Hakdama Shir Hashir Mashir L'Shloime. He's saying this song, Shloime HaMelech. He's saying this song. And since he's saying this song, this was a song, Beruach HaKadosh, to talk about the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what was the point of it? What's the point of remembering all of these good times? Musar, we understand. Mishlei Kehelas. These are self-improvement. This you always need. But Shir Hashir, what, just to remember the past, the history book? No, this is all part of us yearning to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you remember the chavivus that we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we yearn for that time again. So that's Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shloimah. So now, Pasuk Beis, now we begin. Yishakeini Minashikai Fiyu. She kissed me with the kissing of the mouth. Ki toivim doidecha miyayim. Because your ahava, doidecha, we find throughout the Megillah is referring to the belovedness. Your doidecha, your ahava, is toivim, is better than yayin, than wine. So, says the Gra, that this is derech mashal, as if the Malka is talking to the Melech, and she's remembering. She's not talking directly to him. She's out in her galus, but she's talking as if he's here, and she's remembering. So now, yishakeini minashikai spiu. What is this referring to? So Rashi says, why? What does it mean, minashikai spiu, the kissing of the mouth? So Rashi says, like we just said, this song is said in Galus. Who would give again the Shakeni HaMelech, that the king would kiss me? Says Rashi, there are places that when you greet someone, you kiss them on their hand. You know, you go to a rebbe, you kiss them on his hand. That's the minhag. Some people kiss shoulders. Achanim misave v'sheikekes. But says the Malka here, says Klal Yisrael, my taiv is not to kiss HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand or to kiss HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shoulder. Liyos noig imi kiminuk harishayin. I want it to be the way it was the first time around. Kichosin el kala, a husband and a wife, a bride and a groom, they kiss peh al peh. That's miyuchet for a husband and a wife. You greet somebody, it is also a kiss, but it's not peh al peh. A pal pad that's only for the husband and the wife, for the chassan and the kala. So we want to kiss HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. Yishokeini minashikos. But we don't want it to be like we're guests, like we're old cousins, that we kiss each other on the cheek, we kiss each other on the hand, we give a hug, and the shikos peel. We want to go back to that original when we were chassan and kala with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Gra, and here, we'll take a piece from each of the Pirushim. The Gra says as follows. Really, the word pihu is an interesting word. Piha, pi means a mouth. You add a hey, it's her mouth. You add a vav, it's his mouth. Piv. Piv and piha. There's one zach and one's the keva. And here it says pihu. There's a vav and a hey, it's both. So he says it's a lashon zachar and a keva. And that's what he's, the way that Rashi just said, Nishika is pi, who means kissing on the mouth, but says the Gra, it's not just kissing on the mouth, it's going both ways, Zachar to Nekeva, and Nekeva to Zachar. Sometimes one person can kiss the other, but the other one's not kissing back, even if it's on the mouth. But it's not pi, who. Pi, who means there's the Chiba and Ava going both ways. So that's, it says pi, who, it's Zachar and Nekeva biyachad. That's, he says, v'zehu kavanas Rashi. That's what Rashi meant, kichasin el kala peh el peh. That it's mutual, it's going back and forth. Now, if I remember correctly, in the second shot, he just says there, he focuses more on the word minishikos. Nishikos is a Lashon Rabban. Kiss is. So, ishakeini minishikas piu, I should say. We want to get a kiss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, he says, minishikos is a Lashon Rabban. You give one kiss, shehibeis, that really, really encompasses two kisses. And we'll see in a moment, as we're going to go through the chat, we'll see how that plays a role. So we have her minishikais. Number one, it's a Lashon Rabban. It's inclusive of two ideas or two kisses. And then there's the pihu, the zachar, and the keva together. So now, v'ha'inyan, says the Gra, what are we talking about over here? Well, before we get to the Gra, let's see Rashi. Rashi says as follows, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. When did we get kissed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He gave us the Torah. V'diber imam panim al panim. And this was, we spoke face to face by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This sweetness and this belovedness is something that's still sweet for us. And therefore we still have the Torah, but we yearn for that closeness that we had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when He gave us the Torah. When He gave us the Torah, the point about the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us face to face. The things of Rashi, this kissing, the sheep of Peter, the father of Allah, that was the symbol of that Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us on and on body, and we find the passage of face to face. Now, Gra says the problem. Yes, he takes another step forward. And he says that we know the first of the two Aseres HaDibrois we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anoichi and Lo Yielecha we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Hashar Mipi Moshe. The rest of them we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. Now this is a Gansa Machlokes. There's a Ramban and others. Exactly what that meant. This is the Pshat that we heard all of them from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'Dibur Echad, I think the Ramban says. And we didn't understand the word he was saying. And then he repeated the first two Dibrois. Or we heard the first two Dibrois clearly. Or we didn't hear the first two Dibrois clearly. Is a Gansa Machlokes in the Mefarshim. Exactly what it means that we heard the first difference from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the rest from Moshe Rabbeinu. But that's what Chazal tell us. So now, that's why, says the Gra, in the first two Dibros, Hashem speaks directly. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Right? And Leisis Hashem Elek Hashem Lekecha Lashav Asher Tzivcha Hashem Lekecha. So those two HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke directly to us. Now, the Medrash says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Anoichi, Nikva HaTorah Belivam. When he said Anoichi, the Torah became part of Klal Yisrael. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Lo Yilecha, Pasak HaYetzer Hara B'Neim. The Yetzer Hara left us. Well, then, when Klal Yisrael, after Matan Torah, told Moshe Rabbeinu, or after the first two Dibros, they got so scared, they said, Daber Atay Manu V'Nishma, we can't handle this, Moshe Rabbeinu. You tell us. Chazru L'Kemoshe Hayu. They went back to the way they were. In other words, these milas of Enoichen L'Yelecha, they lost. Now, says the Gra, in the two Dibros HaRishayinais was Kalal Kal HaTorah. Those two Dibros really encompassed all of the Torah. In Anoichi, they encompassed all of the mitzvahs Asay in the Torah. And in Lo Yilecha were all the mitzvahs Lois Asay. Now, he says a very interesting thing here, the Gra. And he says as follows. There's a concept of 70. 70. Throughout the Torah, you found the number 70. Ayin Panim L'Torah, you find there's 70 different ways of explaining the Torah. We find 70 nations. We find there's 70 of the Sanhedrin. 70 is a number that seems to show globalization of the world. However, says the Gra, whenever there's 70, there's always two Roshim on top of the 70. There's always two heads. And the Sanhedrin didn't end at 70, so Machalik is Ayin Aleph on base. But the point is, he is a Mahalach, he says, that there's an Ayin base, there's two on top. There's two plus the 70. There's 70 nations, that's excluding Edom and Yishmael. Edom and Yishmael are 71 and 72. Because they are like encompassing everything else. They encompass it all. Those two encompass them. They're the, you could say they're the main ones. They're the Russian. They encompass all the others as well. So he says the same thing. There's Ayin Panim L'Torah, and then there's the two of the first Aseres HaDibros. Those two are the Roshim for them all. Ayin Panim L'Torah is the whole Torah, but then there's Anoichi L'Yilecha, which encompasses the entire Torah. Like we said, Anoichi encompasses all the mitzvahs Asay, L'Yilecha all the mitzvahs Lois Asay. So when Hashem said Anoichi, all of the Torah here means all the positive commandments, they were Nikva in the lave of Klal Yisrael. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, L'Yilecha, that's all the Lois Asayis, which the Yetzer tries to get you to do, those became a part of Klal Yisrael. So he says as follows. He says that we find, Chazal tell us, that David HaMelech, the Gemara in the end of Makkos, the Gemara in the Makkos tells us that there's 613 mitzvahs. Now, as we know, there's a lot, really, a lot more than 613 mitzvahs. The Gra in other places writes that 613 are the klalim, the Russian. They're the heads of it. There's a lot of anafim, all different branches. You can start. That's why in the Moinei HaMitzvahs, those who count the mitzvahs, they all have all different types of counts. Now, they all agree they're mitzvahs, and the other mitzvahs that someone else would count are mitzvahs. The question is, what goes? And that's why you find klalim. In the Rambam and the Ramban, there's klalim of what goes into being counted in those 613 Klali HaMitzvahs. But then, the Gemara tells us, as the generations went down, people became very hard for them to focus on 613 Klalim. So they had to concentrate it down into less Klalim in order for people to be able to concentrate on the mitzvahs. So David HaMelech came, Ve'hamidon al Yud Aleph. David HaMelech says, if you want to encompass everything, I can encompass it into 11, and there's a mizmor over there in Tehillim that the Gemara darshins, and the Gemara darshins that is referring to what the 11 are. So now, in that mizmor, there are 6 mitzvahs asay and 5 mitzvahs lois asay. 6 mitzvahs asay and 5 mitzvahs lois asay. So says the Gra, so you see that what's encompassed in Anoichi and L'Yelecha, when you now broaden Anoichi and L'Yelecha, so you could broaden Anoichi all the mitzvahs asay, the Ramach mitzvahs asay, and you could broaden L'Yelecha, the Shasa mitzvahs, the lois asay, to 365 mitzvahs lois asay. But if we're just going from 2 up to the next level is 11, 6 and 5. 6 and 5 are all inclusive of asay and lois asay. So says the Gra, Yishakeini Minashikais Piyu. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, when you gave us those two Dibrais, Anoichi and Lo'yilecha, we wish we could get the entire Torah that way. Now at that time we couldn't handle it. But the way we received it was such a chiba, a direct panim apanim that you gave it to us, halavai we should get the rest of the Torah that way. Kimoy ha-neshikoy shel piyu. So what's neshikoy shel piyu? So pi is the mouth, but what did he kiss us with when he kissed us on the mouth? Hey and Vav. Hey and Vav are 11. Hey and Vav are the 5 and the 6. That's the Noichi and Lo'yilecha. She ava gedoyle ma'she'en l'mayla himenu. The way we got that kiss was the greatest love that we could have. So that is what this pihu is, the hay and the vav. Now, the second shot says that's also part of minishi kais, the double kiss. What was the double kiss? That's the anaychi and the liyilcha. Again, we're focusing on those two. So in each shot, he's focusing on a different nakuda of the nishi kais. Now it's interesting also that in the second shot when he goes into this idea with the 11, he says piv. The vav, that is masculine, right? Piha, with the hay, that's going to be feminine. So the way we're pointing it out, there's 6 mitzvot asei, the 6 that go into anaychi, and the 5 are the lois asei. So because a woman is not mechuyev in all the mitzvot asei. She's only mechuyev mitzvot asei shalei azman grama. So when we define a man, so he gets the vav because he's mechuyev in everything. But she gets the hay because she's only mechuyev in all the lois asei. A lady, even a lois asei shazman grama, she's chayev in all lois asei. So the girl points out that she is the reason she gets the hay is because that hay represents the lois asei, which she's included in all of them. That's just the Derech Agav that he brings in over here. So Yishikeni Minishikai Spio, so we're remembering those two first of the Aseres HaDibrais, that we got this direct kiss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we end off and we say, Ki Toivim Doidecha. That belovedness, meaning those two Dibrais that we heard from you, are so beloved to us, that they're more beloved, Toivim Doidecha Miyoyim. What's the gematria of Yayin? 70. So those two are more chavid than the 70 panim la'Torah. All the rest of the Torah, which is included in the ayin panim la'Torah, so those we got from later on. But we're saying that all of Torah is beloved to us, but the Torah that we received directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, panim apanim, there's that special chavivus, and that special belovedness, and therefore we yearn that halavai we could have gotten the entire Torah that way. If we would have gotten the entire Torah that way, we'd be able to live up to the entire Torah, receiving it the way the Rabbeinu Shem wanted to give it to us. So then, it would have been a whole different matzav. We would have remained on that level of Paske Yetzahara, Torah Nikva Milibam. That's what the Gra is telling us. Because we said that Kadosh Baruch Hu, we can't handle it, we lost those milas. So when we lost those milas, we lost the milas in everywhere. We didn't get the entire Torah that way. If we would have kept those milas, the entire Torah would have been a different Torah for us. So when we're looking back at, now what do you see over here? And we'll end off with this. You could have said this is a Taina on Klal Yisrael. We could have said this exact story and spun it in a negative way. Look what milas you lost. Look at that. Hashem gave you a Neichel Yilecha. He had the entire Torah Nikvan you. He had the Yetzahara left you. And then you came and said, Daber Atal Yimano V'Nishma, and you lost all your milas. That would have belonged in Sefer Mishlei, in Sefer Kalas. But over here, we say Klal Yisrael is looking back and yearning, halavai that we wouldn't have done that. Halavai we could have gotten it, because we show, Ki Toivim Beidecha Miyayin. It's everything here in Shir HaShirim is always going to be spun in a way, in a positive way, of how we yearn for this Milo from HaKadosh Baruch. Okay, Bez Hashem will continue next week. Yeah, okay, so good questions. I guess we'll have to remind me next week. We'll go through the Pashup Shah. Next week it'll be a few minutes later because there's Chaydash.